The Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the 10th chapter, beginning with the 25th verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
An expert in the law of Moses stood up and asked Jesus a question to see what he would say. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus answered, "What is written in the scriptures? How do you understand them?" The man replied, "Well, the scriptures say, 'Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind.' They also say, 'Love your neighbors as much as you love yourself.'" Jesus said, "You've given the right answer. If you do this, you'll have eternal life." But the man wanted to show that he knew what he was talking about. So he asked Jesus, "Well, who are my neighbors?" Jesus replied, "As a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, robbers attacked him and grabbed everything he had. They beat him up, and then they ran off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, but when he saw the man, he walked by on the other side. Later, a temple helper came to the same place. When he saw the man who had been beaten up, he also went to the other side. And a man from Samaria then came traveling along the road. He saw the man, and he felt sorry for him. Went up to him. He treated his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put him on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next morning, he gave the innkeeper 2 silver coins and said, 'Please take care of the man. If you spend more than this on him, I'll pay you when I return.' Then Jesus asked, 'Which one of these 3 people are a real neighbor to the man who was beaten by robbers?' And the teacher answered, 'The one who showed pity.' Jesus said, 'Go and do the same.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, good morning, small but mighty group. How are you? Good, good. Any of you have neighbors? You guys live in the country. Do you have neighbors? Who's your neighbor? Do you know? Your teacher's your neighbor. Cool. You have neighbors? Yeah. Yeah. You have any neighbors, Arthur? Maybe? Maybe? Maybe not? Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe those houses are empty. We don't know. Do you think they have neighbors? Anybody got a neighbor out there? Anybody know Wilson? Anybody? I'm just seeing how much you know of the 90s. But Home Improvement, now that's a neighbor, Wilson. Mr. Wilson, he always looked like this. You never saw his face except for his eyes. Do you think you'd talk to somebody that you could never see? No? No, I don't know if I'd talk to somebody I didn't really see. It'd be kind of scary. Yeah, Wilson looks over that fence, and he always has so many wise things to tell Tim, and Tim needs a lot of help.
No,
he doesn't. You're right. Tim the Toolman Taylor is the best. I won't say it. He didn't need any help. He was perfect.
That puppy dog is that.
Yes, your dog's named Wilson, so I've completely confused you now. That is my fault. Anyway, Tim's neighbor, we'll just call him Tim's neighbor. Tim's neighbor, he'd always give him this wonderful advice. He'd be there for... Yeah, I know. Anyway, he gave wonderful advice. He was there for Tim. He was there for his kids. He was there for complete strangers. He was just there. He didn't know them right away, but he got to know them. But did you know a neighbor goes beyond the person right next to you? Beyond the people that are in Forest City? Beyond the people in Iowa? Beyond the people in the United States? We've got a lot of neighbors. And God is calling us to love your neighbor. That's pretty tough, isn't it? But do you think you can do that? Yeah, well, give it a good go. I think you guys can do that. You probably have done it maybe in school. Maybe you've done it with your family. Maybe you'll do it with your friends. There's so many ways you're going to be able to reach out to a neighbor, complete stranger. You might not even know them. You might. But either way, know that that's one of the things we're called to do, is to love that neighbor, to be there for him. And the neighbor also loves us. That's the beauty of this parable, as you'll hear again today. So let us pray. Dear God, we thank you. We thank you for sending Jesus to be our neighbor. Help us to be there for all the neighbors in our own life, those known and those unknown, so that they can experience you. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Good job. Won't you be my neighbor? You can say that when you come. There's too many good shows. What can I say? Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Some of you might have been scratching your heads listening to that gospel reading today. Yes, it was a different translation. It was the contemporary English version. Put some of those names of people into a language we might be able to easily understand. From the priest or the rabbi to the church leader, to the temple helper, the one that helps out at the church, and then there's that Samaritan. But either way, that's kind of what we're going to be doing today. We're going to look at this parable in different ways, because I don't know about you, how many of you know this frontwards and backwards? Like, if I say, hey, what's a parable? You're going to say, well, the Good Samaritan. Anybody? About half, or that's a lot of grumbles, I don't know. Maybe. The Good Samaritan is one that always comes to mind. It seems like you know it frontwards, backwards. Even if you don't even know it that well, you've probably heard the Good Samaritan. Or maybe today's the first time you ever heard it. Who knows? But here's a funny fact for you to chew on. Nowhere in that parable do they call him the Good Samaritan. Nowhere. It's just known as Samaritan, the Samaritan, the one traveling down the road. We've added that word good, but if we just think of good, does that tie us down to who this Samaritan could be in our lives? So take about 30 seconds, because I know talking to each other is not your favorite thing to do, but guess what? It's neighbor day, so you're going to talk to your neighbor. Tell them, who is it you related to today hearing this story? Who stood out to you this time of the characters in this parable? Just tell your neighbor. It could even take 15 seconds. It's like one word. Samaritan, priest, person in the ditch. Who do you relate to? And if you're on the radio, think about it. Who is it you related to? Who stood out to you this time? Anybody out there want to share who they related to this time hearing the parable? Here's a hint, there's no wrong answer. You could relate to any of these people. Ooh, nobody gets upset at the innkeeper. See, that's thinking outside of the box. That's thinking outside of the box. Anybody else?
The one who needed help.
The one who needed help. Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Same?
We don't know anything about the one who needed.
Yeah, we don't know anything about the one who needed help. Anybody relating to the priest? Besides me, since I'm a pastor? Anybody? No? Anybody relating to the Samaritan? A couple? Anybody want to be thinking about that Samaritan? No? That's all right. Today we're going to be thinking about the one in the ditch. That's the one that I've related to reading through it this time and studying up on it and reading all these things. I relate to that one in the ditch, and that's what I want us to think about. And I want you to think of this parable in another way by watching a short video. Here in a second.
My sister and her family have lived in New York for like 8 years now. She took care of me when I was a little kid because my parents were working.
Every Sunday I cook, and so my uncle calls me and he'll be like, hey, what you making?
nobody meets in bars anymore, but I met my wife in a bar, and, 34 years later, still working.
My grandma had a lot of costumes from the theater that she started. When we were kids, we'd dress up in those costumes and we'd put on little sketches for the family.
In my whole life, I've always felt like we were like a team, my brother and I. I think there's nobody who can understand you quite like your family.
That's my cousin.
That's really weird.
I know she's not homeless, because I just hung out with her a couple weeks ago, but I mean, I did not know that person walking, when I was walking by, it was her.
It's, you know, things are a lot more real than you expect, so.
Another way to think of this story, this parable. And you don't even have to think of it as just homeless. You can substitute the homeless for anything, really. And specifically, what I want you to think about there is as they're walking by people they know so well, are we sometimes getting numb to what's going on around us when we're really honest with ourselves? How many times have I heard, I can't watch the news anymore because there's nothing good on it. There's just nothing. There's nothing. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, there's just nothing good on the news, it seems like. Do we walk away? Do we sometimes feel like we're walked around or walked away from? Who knows what's going on in our own lives? Who knows what's going on in people's lives besides some of the obvious things? Do we just walk around? And because of some of those fallings, do we end up in the ditch? Do we end up in the ditch because we're the lost ones too? We're lost because we don't see what's in front of us. Maybe it's the daunting thing of the laws we talk about that beats us down. You're never good enough. You just can't do all these things. Does that put you in the ditch? Is it an addiction? Is it feeling alone? Whatever it is that puts you in the ditch, is it because you've tuned out the world? Does that put you in the ditch? When you think about it, everybody wants to be that Samaritan for the most part. They want to be the good person. They want to be the one that stops. But those who heard this parable for the first time, they probably didn't want to be that Samaritan. And here's why. And I'm not going to ask you to share this with your neighbor. I want you to think about this internally. Who is one person, one group, anybody you ever know that you would rather die than accept help from? Is there somebody in your life? Is there some group? Is there anything you're so scared of you'd rather die than accept help from that person? Who's our worst enemy? Would we want them to help? Would we want them to stop? That's why I wanted to strip away that good part of the Samaritan. Because yes, they stop. That's good. But maybe in your eyes, they aren't so good, and yet they stop for you. And maybe they've now earned that title, good. Maybe they've been your worst enemy. Maybe it's the one person you'd rather die. And I say this in jest, but maybe it's a Packer fan that stops and holds their hand out. I'd say, no, I'm kidding. But that's how radical it can be. Maybe to put it in more context, with as divided as the world seems to be, maybe you'd rather die than hold your hand out and accept a liberal's help. Maybe you'd rather die than reach out your hand to accept a conservative's help. Maybe you'd rather die than accept somebody in the middle. But that's what happens. This Samaritan who's so radical, so different, comes in there and picks this person up, while we who always want to be the Samaritan seem to be the ones that just walk around. We do, and that sometimes puts us in the ditch. There are neighbors too. Who's really been a neighbor to you? Who have you received mercy from? Think of that. Put those people into that parable. Put yourself into that parable. Who do you relate to now? It might end up with you in the ditch. But it doesn't just end there. It doesn't. Because absolutely, we end up in the ditch. Hopefully, somebody will stop and help us. Hopefully, we can stop and help somebody. But in the spiritual sense, when we end up in that ditch with nowhere to go, those that love the law 100%, they'll say, nope. Those that are following that, nope. And yet there's Jesus who stops and says, yep. Jesus reaches down and picks you up no matter where you're at. Jesus reaches down through us to pick people up where they're at and carries them to somewhere safe. It's a hard parable. It's a hard parable for us to grapple when we want nothing more than to turn off the news. How can we love our neighbor? This is a super radical parable. And it can be tough. But the parable is also open-ended. You're in this story too. Go and finish it. I'm going to leave it open. Just like the gospel today. We don't know. Did he come back? What happened with the innkeeper? What happened with the Samaritan? What happened with this person? Just going to leave these words from Jesus with you. Go and do likewise. How you interpret that is up to you. Today I can't answer that one for you, because this is all going to come to you differently. But go and do likewise. There's a lot of neighbors out there, a lot of neighbors next to you. Go and do likewise, however God's calling you to do that. Amen.